Chapter 7, Your Name. Your professional name, the name of your band, whatever name that may be, is so important to the success of your career. This is the name that will be your moniker for a long time to come, and a name that you will be investing a tremendous amount of time and money in. Using the wrong name can be a big enough mistake to actually end your career. It is that important. Many an artist or band has crashed and burned by choosing the wrong one. This is another aspect of your career that is often dictated or determined by the genre of music that you choose to perform in your shows, a name that the people that you want for your audience can relate to and identify with. If you are an artist and perform under your given name, you still have to consider if your name is easy to pronounce and easy to remember. If not, you should probably consider using a different name as your stage name. Another thing to consider is that if your intentions are to do whatever it takes to become famous and well-known in the entertainment industry, do you really want everyone to know your legal given name? Believe me, if they do, you have chosen to give up a whole lot of your privacy and your personal life based on your actually achieving that success you desire. A lot of entertainers go by stage names, which many times means just using a nickname you have been given. Though not in the music industry, the immortal John Wayne is a classic example of someone famous worldwide who changed his name for the sake of his career. His given name was Marion, which caused him a lot of grief growing up from his classmates and peers. As a teenager, he started spending a lot of time at a local fire station in his town, and the firemen started calling him Duke, which became his nickname for years to come. When, as a young man, he started appearing in Hollywood films, one of his directors told him he should use the name John instead of Marion, which he, of course, did. People all over the world know John Wayne, and most of them also know him as the Duke, but I would venture to say a very small percentage of those same people actually know his given name was Marion. Now, the question raised here is, would John Wayne have been just as successful in his incredible career if he had decided to act under his given name of Marion Wayne? What do you think? I think not, and it is the same for you. Your name is very, very important in the entertainment industry, so make this decision wisely. When choosing a band name, you have to come up with something that is not too long, something that is genre-friendly, and something that is not already being used. That is usually the hardest part, since so many band names have already been taken. Considering the fact that most bands start up and are already playing music together before they even have a name for their band, it can be really hard to think of something original to call yourselves. If you are a family band made up of siblings performing together, it is common practice to use your last name for your group, unless it has already been made famous by another. If you are like most of us and just putting together a band of your local musicians, you just have to think of something. One good way to come up with a good band name is to let your fans help you. A newly formed band I was in years ago asked the audience one night to write down the names they liked for the band, and we chose from those names and named the band that night. I have seen bands do the same kind of thing by asking their fan clubs and followers to suggest names over a specific period of time, and they chose from those. Another band I was in got their name from the title of a chapter out of a favorite book that the guitar player had read when he was a kid. Lynyrd Skynyrd took the name of a teacher they had in school whose name they thought was cool. Then they just spelled it differently. Another band I know got their name from a character in a movie they saw. You get the idea. Be creative and keep it short. A really long name, or one that is hard to pronounce, is just like shooting yourself in the foot before you ever get started on your career path. Once decided upon, contact a music attorney and get your name trademarked. Yes, it involves spending money to run the check and to register your name, but you have to do it. This is where you will find out if your name is already in use, in which case you have to choose another, or you will not legally own the rights to your name. Do it. Don't put it off because of the money, or you could be making a huge mistake that could really mess you up down the road. So many bands and artists have put this off year after year while they perform, made and sold records, merchandise, etc., to find out that someone else actually owned their name. The worst part is that the way you usually find this out in this scenario is when that person, whose name you have been using unlawfully for years, has their attorney notify you. This is usually a cease and desist letter from the attorney demanding the immediate termination of any and all uses of their client's trademark. In other words, stop or we will sue you, and they will win if they really do own the trademark to the same name. No one can stop you from using your given name legally, but if you have the same name as someone who is also a performer or band, and they are also actively pursuing their musical career, it can be very confusing and bad for business. Having a common name could almost force you to come up with a good stage name that will separate you from the others who have the same name. Whatever name you end up choosing to use, get it trademarked right away. I was in the studio years ago with a very famous band who was recording one of their new songs. They had just gotten over a very expensive and prolonged legal battle over their name, and they told me this story. They had originally formed their band and had been touring for a couple of years under a different name when the record label that signed them to their first recording contract discovered them. Part of the process of finalizing that deal included much discussion of the name they had been using, and all of it negative from the record label. The label did not like their name, and so they suggested another one to the band, who quickly agreed and changed their name to please the label heads. They got the record deal, went into the studio, and recorded their debut album. The record came out, and they had a number one hit song, then another, then another. As soon as the first song went number one, their manager's phone started ringing off the hook with angry phone calls from seven different representatives of seven other bands who were already using their new label-inspired name. Several of these other bands had been using that name for many years and were very upset. Lawsuits soon followed, and they were thrust into court over their new name. The label immediately pulled away from supporting them, putting as much distance as possible between their record company and these lawsuits, putting total blame on the band. It was the name the band had agreed to call themselves, right? Their management company also quickly separated themselves from the band in order not to be named in the lawsuits. Of course, they had told the band to change their name too, and had wholeheartedly embraced the new one, not to mention that they had quickly made a lot of money from their percentages of the band's newfound success on the charts and from touring. In a nutshell, everyone in the industry that was associated with the band left them totally on their own to deal with these lawsuits. Because they do make great music together and were able to sign with another record company as soon as that original recording contract ran out, the band became very popular and very successful and still are. They made more great records and had more big hits. But by the time these legal battles were finished and they finally owned the trademark to the name they still use today, 3 years had passed. They told me it cost them almost $2 million when all was said and done. $2 million, can you imagine? Do you agree it might be the kind of important to trademark your name before you invest all of your time and money to promote it? Trademark your name, and over throughout your career, you'll be glad you did.